Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Welcome back. Which will? What'd you get the drink?
Caffeine-free Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
Brown water.
I got one of those rolls of cling film for moving.
Oh, you're talking about that.
What's that?
That's known.
Yes, that is known.
Did you give people your address?
Why would I give out my address, Chris?
I don't know, because you like all the games other people like.
That's true. No, nobody ever disagrees with me ever.
And no, they do not.
No, but I got one of those rolls of cling wrap, and I decided to give myself the full Tremaine.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, no, I wrapped my left hand.
You freaked the fuck out of the UPS guy?
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
No, I just wrapped my left hand, and now it is a non-functional paddle.
Why did you do that?
No, I was sitting right there while you were away.
Going swimming?
Yeah. It'll improve my aqua dynamics. Yeah, here. Hear that? Yeah, no, it's I just wanted to see what it would be like to live life like this for a minute.
Hey, do you remember when we were in elementary school? Nah, you don't remember when we were, because I don't think we ever were together.
No.
Do you remember being in elementary school?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Do you remember, did you have an art teacher who was your art teacher?
In elementary
school. Was it Miss Lowe?
Yes. Yeah.
You had Miss Lowe.
Yeah.
She's a public figure. She chose to be a teacher. She's out there.
And also, I'm fairly sure she is either retired or dead, so.
Okay.
I'm just if I was making a guess.
So there was evidently some famous artist, and I can't remember who it was. I think for some reason I want to say it was Van Gogh. I don't remember because she was not that great. But
elementary school art, like, come on,
come on! I was enthralled. But she had glasses that she had smothered Vaseline on, and then covered with Saran wrap. Because that, whatever artist it was that did it had like horrible cataracts.
Okay.
And then you had to put these glasses on and try to paint.
I don't remember ever doing that. So maybe.
Oh, really?
Maybe that proved to be too much of a pink eye vector and they made her stop.
No, because even all the way through high school, you had to buy your own goggles, didn't you?
In shop?
Yeah, shop or science class or you had to buy your own goggles.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't just like a pile of eye disease, right?
Right.
Okay. Maybe you're right. Anyway, it was very enlightening, and I connect it to your flipper.
Okay.
Because why not?
Right. No, just different things unlock different memories. But yeah, true. No, I'm looking at the move as an opportunity. A lot has changed in moving technology since the last time I moved.
And you're buying all of it.
Seriously,
what is your box budget this year?
I don't know. Probably like 150, something like that.
That's it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I just wonder.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to our matriarch.
Yes.
She says you'd gone and bought more boxes.
Yeah, I think she might be I'm making trips to the UPS store, but like that is because like there are specialized boxes that I want that I didn't realize that I needed. I'm not going there and getting like, I will take 17 of these boxes. It's like, no, it's time to pack up my closet, and I didn't want to have a wardrobe box in my house, so I'm going to go get that wardrobe box now. Just making extra trips as opposed to like buying more than I need up at the start, right?
Oh, you're not just going to throw hanging clothes into a trunk in some sort of like folded fashion. You know how like you kind of swing them to the right so that the shirt tails fly out, and then you throw the hangers back over top, and then it gets in the...
No, I think
I've never did that.
Apparently,
you've never moved as fast as I have.
I have. I've done some real shitty moves in the past, and you've been party to all of them. This time, no, I've got a run up to this, so I have seen fit to, you know, to try and do it proper, right?
Here's the issue that I have with your moving. There's one box that says kitchen. There's one box that says bedroom. There's one box that says office, and the rest of them are all miscellaneous. You have a lot of uncategorizable shit, Cole.
See, that was in the past, though, is the thing. Now I've got, you know, I've got boxes that are clearly labeled books, games, knickknacks, stuff like that.
So is that the UPS store's new slogan? There's a box for that?
Maybe. U-Haul is what I'm doing this time.
Oh, gotcha. You said UPS earlier.
Yeah, I think
that's gonna be expensive move if you're gonna ship all your stuff UPS.
No, the U-Haul has like this thing where any box you don't use, you can return. So,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So that also ameliorates the expense, right? Whatever I don't use, I just take back. And also, I don't want to like go get a bunch of boxes from the grocery store that's full of bugs. That happened to me before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You go get old boxes that had rotten fruit in it, and then you get real fucking surprised that you got some Guatemalan bug.
Stunning.
Stunning.
No, you just go talk to the grocer and you ask them to hold back the boxes they had the meat in, the meat boxes covered in blood. That's perfect for your your books, Cole.
Oh man, that's something I'm hearing a lot these days.
What?
There's gonna be blood on your hands. I had a story that I glossed over, and it was about all these injuries on scooters.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
And there's an attorney that says there's blood on the hands of the scooter manufacturers. When things go wrong in North Korea, there'll be blood on your hands. There's a lot of blood.
Yeah, so much blood everywhere. Where did this blood come from?
Why is everyone touching it? I thought we had all figured out that blood was icky.
Yeah, you know, it's hot. Blood is lava. The blood is lava. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then what is the land? Do you want water or do you want land when you're in lava?
Well, water will turn the lava into land. So,
ooh, there's a message there.
Yep.
I don't know what it is.
I'm gonna figure it out. We're gonna take this 45 minutes to really drill down into that metaphor.
But
yeah, I've got. I'm packing as the energy finds me. So like last night I put all my glasses and mugs into a dish box, and now I'm drinking coffee out of a styrofoam cup.
Time's ticking.
It is.
Yeah. Isn't it? I mean, it seems like this whole process of you moving has gone fairly quickly.
Yes.
But as far as days go,
yeah,
you start at 45 days and now you get down to, you know, 18.
Right. Yeah. As we're recording, I've got a little bit less than 3 weeks left.
Yeah. Like 18 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere in the ballpark of what I just fucking said.
Right. But no, I've got a list, and, you know, I look at the list and I say, I will pack this today. And then the trick is that I pack it. That's my hack. That's my life hack.
These headlines. If you want me to click the article, don't put the story in the headline.
Yeah.
She shot off her face. Now she has a new one.
Okay. Well.
Cool. The only person that gives a shit about the rest is Cole, and he wants to know how it was done.
I'm a very lucrative market for publishers. Okay.
You are. What are the details?
Who has
time for details?
Tell me a story. Just tell me a story.
Who, me?
Not me. No, just in general. I hunger for details. It is, you know, specificity is the soul of narrative, as John Hodgman says. Right? That's, yes. Where that's where the color, the flavor, the texture comes in.
Texture, flavor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dip your snoot in, you know?
I am done with liqueur.
Yeah, I've decided, it's funny. You drink a lot of LaCroix or whatever. You drink a lot of the fizzy bubble water when you work in an office that has it. But when it's time for you to buy it for yourself, you're like, yeah, just water's fine. I'll just drink water like an adult.
It just tastes like a can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over time, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like spiced rum.
Right. No, just you go with the clear stuff, then you're good.
You mix vodka in it one time, and the next thing you know, that drink is ruined forever because it always tastes like it has vodka in it.
Yeah. Well, that's the trick. Went over to a friend's a few weeks ago, play a board game, and they had some of those cans of like the pre-mixed, you know, hard sparkling water or whatever. Like, oh, I'll have that. The thing about those cans is, like, that's a tall boy. That is a 16 or 24 ounce can.
Like a deuce deuce?
Yeah. You're rolling on twos. You drink that, and first off, you have to pee like right away. Second off, I have no idea how much alcohol is in that. I'm driving home later. So.
I don't know. I just know that, yeah, I don't like it anymore. I have a refrigerator full of it.
Yeah.
If someone wants the grapefruit flavor, you hate yourself way more than I do.
I do. I have enjoyed the grapefruit flavor in the past, a pamplemousse, as they pompously call it. However,
what do they call it?
Pamplemousse.
The fuck is that?
It's for French. I think it's a French word for grapefruit.
Oh. Are you implying there's more than one French word for grapefruit?
It's kind of like Inuits and snow. I have enjoyed that in the past. I like that. I think that's refreshing. However, because of the because of my armor, because of the pill that I take to make myself not nervous, it has warnings. If you look it up, it is contraindicated with grapefruit. Like there's something in the enzyme or the protein that is found in grapefruit that can cause like seizures if you mix them together.
Antidepressants. That's their go-to.
What?
Antidepressants. That's their go-to. Is that they cause seizures?
Right.
I've been on all of them. I've never had a seizure.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
This is episode number 233 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
I am Chris.
I'm Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses.
It's gonna be hard.
What do you mean it's gonna be hard?
It's gonna be hard to entertain asses today.
Yeah. Why? Any reason?
Because everything is just so sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
I would agree. It's hard to make comedy.
Truth is being told in certain places.
What do you mean?
Common sense is being taught, Cole.
Is the controversy being taught?
No, because I guess the truth that I'm talking about was a massive study that was published in The Lancet.
Yeah,
where they did a literature review of like 1,000 different studies and concluded that the safest level of alcohol consumption is zero.
So I take issue with this because all of the headlines that I've seen state that no amount of alcohol consumption is safe, but that also necessarily implies that not drinking alcohol is unsafe. Yeah, so
it implies that we need it.
No, like it implies that no matter what, drink, don't drink, it's all unsafe, you're fucked. Just go crawl in a hole. But no,
yeah, so, but more, there's more, also I think that the bend that they want you to take away from it is that the drawbacks far outweigh the benefits.
Right.
So like while there might be a benefit to heart health in some way or another,
yeah,
it doesn't.
You're fucking going at your liver like it's a speed bag.
Right. Or cancer of the larynx or even breast cancer.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So those people that are like, ooh, a libation if I might.
Yes, yes, I will drink this whole bottle of red wine. It is good for the ticker, or so the science man says.
It, quote, makes me feel so fine.
Like Chuck Mangione, I feel so good. I believe I'll have another.
It makes That's a song, right?
I'm going to live forever. Wait, which is a song?
Red wine make you feel so fine.
I don't know. It sounds like
it's by UB40.
Huh, okay.
I think.
CB4, the Chris Rock movie?
Yeah, red wine, it's up to you. All I can do, I've done. But memories won't go away. No, memories won't go. Nope, that's not the song. It's not the UB40s. I don't know. Anyway, there's a song about wine.
Yeah.
Not sung by Eagle Eye Cherry. Or the Bon Jovi.
I've got all of this tonight, and I don't know what to do with it.
You save it, Cole.
But I want to.
You got to save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Well, why would I come tomorrow if you're going to be gone?
No, you come today. That's why. Because tomorrow I'm going to be gone.
Mr. Cherry, you are a land of contradictions, Mr. Cherry.
But he's got his eagle eye on you.
Okay. Yeah. And is there sex and candy here?
No.
Huh.
Who's that lounging in my chair? Is that how it goes?
Yeah. That's really annoying because the guitar line goes right along with the melody of the vocal.
But that was the goal.
That's how they made it. That's how they designed it.
I thought that's how songs were supposed to go.
No. You usually like the guitar will have a it'll be doing the chords that the singer is singing around, or it will be kind of like doing a kind of a counter melody as what you want. What you don't want is dun, 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 on both parts. It's a little bit campfire.
I thought it was just a foot race to the end of the song.
Yeah, we all want this to be over with.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's just all go along to get along. This will be over in 3 minutes and 7 seconds.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know if I've told you that I've either told the story here on this show or told you this story. The first time I got a lap dance on my 18th birthday. What?
Never cried so hard in my life.
No. What? God damn it! Autoplay. Fuck. Sorry, that just blasted my ears. No, we went to a strip club, and the song that was playing, you know, and the length of the song determines the length of your entertainment confrontation. The song for me was "Sex and Candy." How long is the song "Sex and Candy," Chris?
I think it's very short, right?
It is an incredibly short song. In fact, it is just shy of 3 minutes long. You know, so I'm thinking like you roll the dice. You either get a Sex and Candy or you get a "When the Levee Breaks" by Led Zeppelin. At the end, she just collapses. Yeah. So that was disappointing. When I said my first lap dance, I should also say the only lap dance I've ever had. So
I always managed to ruin every lap dance I ever got
just by asking too many questions.
Yeah. What are you going to use this money on? Why are you here? What's your motivation?
Like rent and food? Huh? Weird.
Yeah. You're a real artist. What's your inspiration?
Yeah, I just a little bit, I get curious about logistics, you know, kind of like what's the towel situation? Is it like a public pool where, you know, there's like they just in the back, like they're the institution's towels, or is it like a gym where you bring your own towel in a bag and you're responsible for it?
Would you please stop licking all this denim?
Why'd you cough up a blue hairball on me,
oh
ma'am?
Oh my god.
Ma'am? Why'd you cough up a blue hairball on me?
Excuse me, miss.
Yeah, 2 minutes, 52 seconds. Oh well. It was fine. Fine, I guess.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Was that your story? Have we told stories yet?
I don't think so. I think you just told a story about how you don't understand value.
What do you mean?
Just that you would pick a song. Did you pick the song?
No, it just
happened.
That's the thing, you know. The DJ is up there spinning, and the dance starts during, you know, starts to Sex and Candy. I'm like, hey, we're done. Who's that lounging in that chair? It's me, and I need to leave as quickly as possible because there's a new client coming in.
Yeah. So this is what I need your help with.
Okay.
All right. And my kid, I don't let her have podcast apps and shit, so she's not going to listen to this.
Okay.
What I need your help with is, for Christmas, I would like to install a party button. Like Tom Haverford and, was it?
John Ralphio
or whatever. What's his name?
John Ralphio. Yeah.
John Ralphio have in their business.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think we could rig up some kind of button with if this then that. I think that you would need some infrastructure with that, like
well, that's why it's for Christmas.
Okay. So like, yeah,
this is America. I'm getting her something truly useless.
You want to get her a party button. I would discourage you from building anything in. You know. So what are the key components of a party to your mind? I forget what that was.
The lights dim. Sort of colored light show and music plays.
Okay. So I think logistically you could accomplish that with some kind of smart speaker and smart light bulbs and maybe some kind of Internet of Things like outlet switch. You get some strobe lights. You make sure they're always set to be on. You plug them into the smart outlet thing. Mm-hmm. And you rig up some kind of back ends with like if this, then that, or whatever they have built in to where you would press a button. And of course you want like, do you want like a freestanding pedestal button? Like they have on like game show, like buzzing in kind of things. Or do you want like a break glass in case of emergency? Button.
Yeah, like more like I want it to be accessible. I don't want there to be broken glass.
So also like the submarine, we both need to turn our keys at the same time in order to start this party. That also cannot be.
There, you know, there will be no shooting solution.
Okay. Yeah, no. So I think that it would be pretty easy to get like a large novelty button to rig that up using like an Arduino or a Raspberry Pi or something like that. Okay. to send the signal through some kind of API that will basically turn everything on and make it go.
And it only plays bangers.
I mean, it depends on the playlist that you have on.
Bangers.
Every
song on my playlist are bangers.
Right. You just hit shuffle. I'm confident. It's 100% banger guarantee. I think you could also like, I don't know. Do you want the party to be in the whole house or do you want the party to be like in your living room?
No, just in her room.
Just in her room. Okay.
Yeah. So that I can knock on the door and come in and just go boom and hit it.
Okay. Yeah. I think that would be easier. I think like definitely when you're talking about just a single room, like all you need is like maybe like something put into two corners, like one corner has the strobe light. The other corner has like a speaker with like a cheap MP3 player hooked up to it that is always on shuffle. And then mm-hmm. when you press the button, it just activates the speaker to make it go. And then replace all of her lights and her fixtures with smart bulbs and then set up like a scene or set up like a routine that'll make it go. You know, okay. like turn the lights purple and then activate the strobe light possibly. It'd be more difficult to do like a color changing smart bulb thing. That isn't, I've done that, but you need like a special app that runs that. And I don't think you can plug that into a smart button like that. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
I figured that out.
That is my recommendation. I think you could accomplish all of that for less than $250.
Still room for drinks.
But no amount is safe.
None. Not even a moderate amount.
No.
Even though Ruben's been telling me, moderation.
Yeah. Raise that glass to your mouth. You may as well be a tongue in a gun. Let's see.
What do you got? What are you going to tell me?
Here's this. So I have a warning from the CDC, from the Center for Disease Control, who is telling people very forcefully not to reuse or wash your condoms.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a little like the CDC. It's a little bit like warning labels. You know, people got to try this and do it. It's got to bubble up. Sorry. Backsies. No. It has to become a problem before they try to address it, right?
Right. And they said as much, didn't they?
I think the statement began with, "I can't believe we have to say this, but."
I think people asked, why do you feel the need to put out this announcement? Because people are doing it.
You're right. There's just a tweet from the CDC STD account. We say it because people do it. Don't wash or reuse condoms. Use a fresh one for each sex act. Well, first off, fuck you. You can't tell me what to do. Second off, fuck you. You just want me to pad the coffers of big condom. Every time I fuck, I've got to buy a new one.
And I don't like the word act either, because this shit's genuine.
So, yeah, they released this because people are doing a bunch of ill-advised things. So a little bit of kind of primers here. Do not wash your condoms because that reduces their protective ability, increases the chance of breaking. Also, don't wear more than one condom at a time. But I really, really don't want to get pregnant. So just putting that right out there. Don't wear more than one at a time. And yeah, just don't hang them up on a line to dry, no matter how many life hacks you read on Pinterest to that effect.
Do not do that.
Yeah.
I have a story that kind of buttresses that.
Okay.
It's good news for female students in Scotland, whether they be in high school or college or otherwise, because the Scottish government has allocated $6.7 million to pay for tampons and pads for some 395,000 students.
Is that just a Scotland thing? I've not been into a women's restroom, but my understanding is, like, at public schools, they've got the little machines that will just dispense them because it is in everybody's interest for girls to have access to that.
So their effort here is to banish what's called period poverty.
Okay.
When women can't afford such products and see their hygiene and health suffer.
Okay.
Keeps women from going to desperate lengths, like using newspapers or old clothes.
So that I understand this is a comedy podcast. That just makes me sad.
Well, I think the idea of
somebody lining their underpants like it's a fucking birdcage with a newspaper.
Right. I think it's more the term that they use, the period poverty.
Period poverty. Like, it was, you know, you got to have a whole boardroom full of people sitting around. Obviously, alliteration has to be there. What is it? You know, just flow fungibles? No, that's not right.
No, rag rage? No.
Rag rage? Jesus Christ. good God. So yeah, like period poverty seems overly cute for like an actual problem that people are living under. Yeah. Huh. Oh, well. It seems like a good priority. I don't know.
Period poverty.
Fix it. You know, just go out there and just help people. Just help people. Is that the extent of the story?
Yeah, they just allocated like $7 million so that women didn't have to use newspapers and shit.
I guess my
point in saying that is, yes, it will fit it with the story, period, poverty, blah blah blah, but it made me think, okay, in a country that you don't really hear a whole lot about, it's not like, you know, you hear a lot of stories out of Scotland about people being like poor and oppressed and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just wondering how many women here are having that same experience, and then where do you go?
I mean the only possible answer is more than you would think, and it's very sad.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, even the clients that I deal with at work, a lot of times, you know, there's places for food, but there's no place for toiletries, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not gonna get like government funded razors and shaving cream, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I had somebody ask me the other day for just a roll of toilet paper.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to make you go too far into it. Did you give them some?
Yeah, there's ways. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but period poverty.
Can I? Hey, Chris, can I pull the ripcord on the story? Because it actually is like legit bumming me out.
Yeah, you go ahead. I was waiting for you. You just kept going. Like, so you're the one who asked me. So is that it?
Yeah.
So I had to make up more details, and you didn't like those. So, yeah, move on when you want.
Make up more details.
5 minutes ago would have been fine.
Chris, I just sent you on your cell phone telephone an image. This is a mugshot. I want to play a game with you here. What crime do you think this person just committed based on the expression on his face? I just want to test my theory.
He used dynamite to go fishing.
No. This is a man who lives in St. Petersburg, Florida, who was banned from a 7-Eleven. So what he did was he took a bucket. He dipped that bucket into the reservoir of a porta potty, walked into the said 7-Eleven that he was banned from, and threw the porta potty waste into the place and then ran. The contents of the bucket, it splattered onto a straw hat and a do-rag, causing an estimated total of $28 worth of damage. It's a 41-year-old man. He's being held on $300 bond for what? By all rights, you know, and it's
for what biologists call
for what biologists call. Well, no, I was going to say this is bioterrorism. Like, I don't want to me, if I was the judge on this, I would prefer a sense of bioterrorism. But just the expression on this man's face, and I will do my best to put a link to this in the show notes. Look how satisfied he is with himself. He's got that is a genuine smile that has reached his eyes. He's being booked, he's being mugshotted, and he showed them. This is a man who has won. He's lost everything, but he has won. And I think that's important. You can just see it. I wish that at any point in my life I ever felt as happy as this biological terrorist looks.
Why did he do it?
Because he was banned from the 7-Eleven.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. He wanted revenge.
Okay.
Yeah. So he took a bucket, he filled it with feces and urine, walked in and said, "Take that."
We had a local news story here about a guy who was threatening local judges and prosecutors and stuff.
Right.
And he wrote some threatening letters. And one of them said that he was going to use the porta pot water from the festival that town has.
Yeah.
To waterboard the local officials.
That's creative, at least.
It is very creative.
Yeah.
It was also taken very seriously.
Oh, Jesus.
No one was waiting around to see if that was carried through.
No, no, you're not gonna test somebody's follow through.
You know what you get for that? 6 years. That's what you get for that.
Really? Is that what he got?
Oh man, there's more. Yeah, there's more. You can check it out on the local website. But
you got a story, Chris?
I do, and it's about Volkswagen.
Oh yeah, those cheaters.
And then there's a story within a story.
Okay.
Because there's the picture that they show of Volkswagens is of course the Beetles.
Right, right.
And it's like a bunch of Beetles parked next to one another, old ones. And it says the Volkswagen Beetles displayed during the 2017 gathering of, quote, the Beetle Club in Yakim, Israel.
Oh.
That seems weird, right? There's a Beetle Club in Israel?
I mean, just if I'm going based on my index card on individual countries, it seems kind of strange for Israel to be celebrating German manufactured cars, but
does. It's a little odd.
Yeah, is it just it seems strange to me, but continue.
But that's not what this story is about. And it's not about them cheating on their emissions tests either.
Okay.
It says that Volkswagen is using hail cannons to protect newly manufactured cars parked outside of their Mexican factory.
Okay.
The cannons shoot sonic booms into the air to purportedly prevent hail formation. Farmers and activists in the region say the cannons are also preventing rain and ruining crops.
And also freaking the fuck out of livestock and pets. Yeah.
Volkswagen spokesman says that there is no evidence that the cannons find collusion. I dare you. They say there's no evidence that the cannons reduce rainfall, that the company will stop using them on automatic mode.
Yeah, we won't just have this set to go off every 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah, it's the Black Rifle compromise. As long as you put 3-shot bursts in, you're okay.
Well, yeah.
They're going to stop using them on automatic mode and instead use them only when meteorological conditions determine imminent fall of hail. Okay. I did not realize that Mexico had a hail problem.
I mean, hail doesn't necessarily have to happen during cold weather is the thing. Because it starts up high and then it just falls. Yeah, that's my understanding anyway. That's how you get. You get hail out of a thunderstorm in the middle of summer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is my understanding. Yeah, we're gonna stop using our weather control cannons on automatic. Huh.
Super. So here science. We go. This is what we're gonna do for you.
Okay.
And turn it off automatic mode.
Yeah.
Where we're just firing supersonic shit into the sky all willy-nilly.
You can't prove that this machine we developed to affect the weather affects the weather.
No.
What are you talking about?
How often do inventions fulfill their purpose?
We're not crazy. You're crazy.
You're crazy.
Go back to sleep.
Boy, you can't trust us Germans with the weather control devices?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
If I was given the option.
Yeah, that's what's destroying our world, Cole. That kind of regulation.
Just got to be, keep people safe.
And the dumber they get, the safer you got to keep them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a real catch-23.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Yeah. You know, the usual stuff. I don't have a lot of new stuff to talk about right now, but go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Check out the reward tiers. Give what you can. We appreciate it. Otherwise, tell your friends and leave ratings and reviews. All that good stuff. Yeah.
Are you going to the Portland Retro Game Expo?
Yes. Going to that the week.
Yeah, but time this airs, that'll be closer.
Yeah, it'll be about a month away by the time this airs, just about. That's going to be fun. That'll be in late October. Let me check this out. Retro.
I think it's the 18th and 19th, 20th, something like that.
Something like that. Yes, the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. We will be there. I have a table set up, doing a live show, etc. It's a good time. If you're in the Northwest or if you can make it there, come see me and Gary. We're going to have a couple of other network folks out there as well. Yeah, we would be happy to see you. So I think that's everything. Sorry, America.
Sorry.